Curtis Granderson trying to pump up his Mets teammates prior to Sunday's game against the Phillies, and Michael Conforto got the message.
Golfed in the air to deep right field, back near the wall, it's out of here! Michael Conforto with his third home run of the series, a two-run shot to get the Mets off to a fast start.
1-1 delivery from Eflin, swing high, fly ball by Granderson deep into right field. That goes to the track, that goes to the wall, that ball's gone! Curtis Granderson, two-run shot, and the Mets extend the lead to 4-1.
So Jose at second with one out. And Curtis hits one through the open hole for a base hit. Reyes around third, he'll be waved home. The throw to the plate by Kim is not in time. It's 5-2 New York.
First run the Mets have gotten today without a home run. And yeah, he just kind of served it the other way where no one was home.
Made some whoppers.
Lined into center field, another base hit for Flores. Granderson turns third, he'll score without a throw. Wilmer Flores drives in a run and it's 6-2 New York. Off Seawald, he tries to run it down. Smith with the backhand flip, and they got him!
So it goes 1-3-1 on the putout. Smith, that little frisbee toss.
The Mets have now won four of their last six games. They are 53-62 on the year. Here's their manager, Terry Collins.
Well, you know, it's hard to tell, Steve. If you know, we knew those answers, we could probably fix the slumps. But, you know, it just all of a sudden you start seeing the ball better. You start feeling more comfortable. You know, he and Kevin have such a great rapport with each other that, you know, I know they make adjustments as they go. They study the films. And all of a sudden you start seeing the ball better and you're putting better swings on it. And, you know, his approach to the whole game is so consistent that, you know, you just really never know when he's, you know, not saying it because he never makes a big deal of it. So he's, you know, we needed him today to step up and he did. I'm telling you, I'm hoping they do see it. I'm hoping that especially those young guys see it because, you know, he is what he is and, you know, he comes ready to play, he gets himself ready to play, he keeps himself ready to play. And if they're not paying attention, that's a shame because he's an example of a guy you want to follow as he gets ready to play.
Curtis Granderson has a huge day batting leadoff for New York. He goes 3-for-5 with a home run, 3 runs scored, and 3 RBIs.
Nothing one way or the other. Just, you know, trying to win at bats. It's been the big challenge all season long. Early on at the beginning of the season, having 3-2 at bats, getting there, but not having anything positive come out of it except for seeing a lot of pitches. So to be able to be standing on first base afterwards with a walk or a hit is what I'm trying my best to do.
The Mets get back to work on Monday against their New York rivals. They take on the Yankees in the Bronx with Rafael Montero on the mound.